Good morning, I'm Vin Ebnu. We head into day two of this nor'easter experiencing a wide variety of impacts. Parts of Ocean County saw 2 to 3 inches of snow before it turned into a rainy, wintry mix overnight, making roads, especially side streets, extra slushy. Plows have been out all night working to clean the roads. Hooper Avenue and Route 37 in Toms River are mostly blacktop this morning. Much of Ocean County, especially along the coast, will maybe see 2 to 5 inches of snow along the coast again. Inland like Jackson may see up to 8 inches or more. A lot of the nastiness from the storm, though, is coming from wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour at times today, which could lead to some major flooding problems and power outages. Inland Monmouth County could see up to a foot, maybe 18 inches or more of snow, along with those gusty winds. We'll have all the updates you need today throughout the storm on our app. It'll be messy on the roads at times today, that's a given. Regardless of whether it's mostly snow or a wintry mix, getting blown around by wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour at times. DOT spokesman Steve Shapiro says it's best for you to stay home today if you don't have to be on the road.
The best thing that people can do is just stay where you are, stay home, give our crews space on the road to get roads and highways clear.
Governor Murphy has declared a state of emergency and a commercial vehicle restriction for interstate highways in New Jersey. It does not apply to the Turnpike Parkway or AC Expressway. A Manahawkin man is charged with reckless driving and failure to maintain his lane after crashing into another vehicle near Radio Road in Little Lake Harbor Saturday. Michael Pillarello was heading northbound when he missed a curve in the road, crossed over the center line, and struck an oncoming vehicle with two juveniles in the front seats. Both are in critical condition this morning. Pillarella is in the hospital as well with serious injuries and may also face additional criminal charges. You better not text, you better not call, you better not speed. We're telling you why. Monmouth County law enforcement is beefing up patrols looking out for signs of distracted driving. Will you be naughty or nice while driving on the roads? The Monmouth County Sheriff's Office has received grant money from the State Office of Highway Traffic Safety to organize a traffic safety campaign that'll last for the next 8 months, where they're looking for signs you're driving distracted. If you want to avoid getting a ticket or causing an accident, Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden has some advice.
Please slow down. Put your device down. It's not worth it.
Golden adds that a lot of the traffic collisions taking place in the county and state are from distracted driving and people speeding. In sports Sunday, Knicks fall to the Clippers 129-115, Sixers run by the Pacers 119-110, Nets come up short in a high-scoring affair with the Wizards 149-146, Devils skate by the Sabres 5-3, Flyers top the Islanders 4-3 in overtime. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 620 and closed to 29,982. Weather today, winter storm, that's the big story, nor'easter rocking the Jersey Shore and beyond, varying snowfall totals 2 to 5 along the coast, up to a foot, foot and a half or more inland, plus gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour at times, highs and lows hanging in the 30s. I'm Vin Ebnu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.